Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Now it's on to the Euros, because Euro 2024 took a step closer to the quarterfinal stage last night. France took on Belgium, Ronaldo's Portugal faced Slovenia. And despite the tears, the penalty shootout, commentators and viewers alike were not overly impressed, I think it's fair to say, with the football on display so far. Let's get a bit more analysis on both games. I'm joined by Daniel MacDonald, who's football correspondent with the Irish Independent. And Daniel, you've just arrived in Leipzig for one of tonight's games. Have you?
Yeah, that's right, Claire. It's Austria against Turkey, so that's what we've got this evening. Yeah, so it's the Romania Netherlands earlier in the day, but yeah, we've got Austria Turkey here tonight.
Okay, now good drama last night in the Portugal game. Ronaldo's tears, of course, making the headlines. You were at that one, were you?
Was, yeah. I mean, I think probably at the start of the day, you would have had higher hopes for France Belgium, probably as a football spectacle, but. Although the quality maybe wasn't terrific last night, the drama level was high. And it is one of those things. I've been to two Portugal games now, and you think it can't always be about Cristiano Ronaldo. And yet, it inevitably ends up becoming about Cristiano Ronaldo. And I mean, right from the start of the game, you know, when he's coming out, he's on the big screens everywhere. He's catching himself on the big screens. But then, that's one thing. But it's in the match itself. It's sort of... The storyline of the game becomes Ronaldo's story, his pursuit of a goal which he couldn't find throughout the game despite his many attempts. He misses a penalty, and then he's practically grieving for the last 15 minutes of the game in tears, you know, being comforted by teammates, and then he scores in the penalty shootout, and it ends up being all about him really in the end, even though he didn't do very well.
Yeah, I mean, there's been a lot of criticism of him for crying after he missed the penalty. What was it like in the grounds? I mean, was it as dominating of the proceedings as it appeared to be when we were watching it at home? I mean, you know, we had an analyst saying it's always about Cristiano. He always makes it about him, as you said there. Is that what it felt like?
Yeah, it probably does. I mean, it's probably more pronounced on TV because you're getting commentary about it all the time. I mean, you'll have the Slovenia fans in the stadium wrapped up in their own story. Although, to be fair, they were singing songs about Lionel Messi for most of the game as well, which is obviously just to wind up Ronaldo.
Mm-hmm. So maybe that's why he was crying.
Yeah, but I think, you know, the stadium director and everyone plays into it. I mean, he is the image that they flick to all the time. And you have the big screens around the stadium. So every time he comes up on that, he generates a reaction, whether it's cheers or boos or whatever it may be. I mean, the Portugal fans that are here, they're not singing about Ronaldo all the time. You get the sense that they're caught up in their own story, their own sort of nation story. But you can't avoid it. You try and get away from it. Sometimes you think there has to be something more interesting going on. But he is playing as their centre forward. And there is a big debate over whether really he should be playing to the same extent. Is he being indulged because of the power of his personality? That's possibly true,
yeah.
But they're still going.
I know you had an eye on the other game as well when you were in the press room, didn't you? The France-Belgium game. And France have all of these starry players and everyone's expecting them to do really well, and they probably will do really well, but they're not really dazzling to watch in this tournament, are they?
No, and I think that's probably, I mean, that's their reputation maybe under Didier Deschamps. I mean, they've been an incredible, successful tournament side under him, and they've won the World Cup. They've lost the last World Cup final. You know, they've been to the latter stages of competitions, and even though they have, like, probably the best squad in the competition in terms of all-round balance, they're just not a team that they just always do enough. That's the feeling about them. They always do enough until they need to. And this was another game where they just about did enough. I mean, they would be compared with England in terms of maybe being underwhelming, but I would say France have been playing better teams. It's just that, yeah, they are relatively conservative in their approach. But again, the end will justify the means. Mm-hmm. Belgium is still a good team, and they're true. They haven't conceded.
And listen, that mask that Kylian Mbappe is wearing to protect the broken nose, it seems to be doing his head in. Is it really annoying for him?
Yeah, I mean, you do watch him and he does seem to be uncomfortable. I mentioned this in the piece of the weekend. I think it was club football. There's no way he'd be playing right now. I think he would have got the surgery done. He would have been rested. But because of this, the stakes are so high, he's playing through that sort of pain or discomfort barrier. And look, he hasn't actually been terrific for France in the last while, so maybe the mask can just be an excuse that he can sort of fall back on. But you'd have to assume in some way it's played a part.
Mm-hmm. So Austria-Turkey, that's the one you're going to tonight, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it could be a very good game. It's the later game tonight. It's the 8 p.m. Irish time game. And yeah, I mean, Austria have been one of the revelations of the competition. They were in that group with France and Netherlands, and they ended up winning the group, which was surprising. And possibly should have been France playing here tonight, really. But it ended up being Austria. And they're playing Turkey, who are brilliant to watch because there's such a large Turkish population in Germany. They sort of fill the stadium. They buy a lot of the neutral tickets. And while Leipzig in the east, maybe they mightn't have the same population here as they would on the other side of the country, I just feel like it's going to be one of these games where everyone in the stadium is invested in it, and that can sort of bring an energy to the game. And they're two high tempo teams, so I'd be disappointed if this was a flat game.
Alright, we look forward to that tonight. So the quarterfinals, we've Portugal playing France in Hamburg on Friday, and then Spain against Germany on Friday too. That's happening in Stuttgart. So it's really now getting down to the business end, isn't it?
It is, yeah. And then you've got England, Switzerland on Saturday, and the winners of two games today will play in the other game. So, it is. I mean, those two games on Friday, there is a feeling that that's the stronger half of the draw. Like, the winners of those games will then go on and meet in the semi-final. And I think, yeah, Germany, Spain and France, Portugal on Friday, probably as good as it gets, maybe in terms of a tournament day. And you could argue that Germany and Spain have been the two most impressive sides so far, and they play each other in Stuttgart, so something has got to give. And for those teams in the other half of the draw, they'd all fancy their chances, because no one, I mean, maybe Austria have been the best team in this half of the draw so far, but they've got to test the pass tonight first.
Yeah, it's all going to get very interesting. Daniel, we'll let you get to where you need to be. Thanks very much for taking the time to speak to us there from Germany. That's Daniel McDonald from the Irish Independent. And if you want to watch those games live, so Romania versus the Netherlands is on at 5 p.m. Austria take on Turkey at 8 p.m. You'll have coverage on RTE2 television and of course on the RTE Player 2.